Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming week and month, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, we've got a lot of good stuff to get to today, so I'll get right to it. The Pine Cone and the North Carolina Museum of History present the Music of the Carolinas series. This is in Daniels Auditorium, North Carolina Museum of History on Edenton Street in Raleigh. It is free and open to the public. Free tickets required. Tickets distributed. First come, first serve. And you need to save these dates for upcoming Music of the Carolina shows. Alice Gerard and with Scott Manring and special guest Cliff Hale. That concert is April 12th. The buck stops here May 10th and Two of a Kind on June 14th. While you're at the museum, check out the Carolina Bluegrass Breakdown and Revivals exhibit. The Six Sundays Concert Series returns in Wake Forest April 26th through May 31st. The concerts are held at E. Carroll Joyner Park Amphitheater on Harris Road in Wake Forest. Concerts run from 5 to 7 p.m. April 26th, Mike Mixer. Dig rock and roll, reggae, and rhythm and blues. Mike Mixer blends them all up into a frenzy, so bring your dancing feet and plan on rocking to their jamming beats. May 3rd, Capital Transit. Have a listen to this talented vocal jazz ensemble and get happy. With musical backup and splashes of blues, pop, and doo-wop, Capital Transit's sound will have you all jazzed up. May 10th, it's Casablanca Orchestra. Big band doesn't get any bigger or more bona fide than Casablanca Orchestra. Come swing into spring with their 18-piece band of entertaining music makers. Trumpets, trombones, saxophones, they've got them all. And this is once again the Six Sundays Concert Series in Wake Forest. May 17th, Liverpool, Carolina's Beatles Experience. Come out to Twist and Shout with the best Beatles tribute band on our side of the pond. Liverpool is an authentic salute to the Fab Four, as you might expect, and entertaining to the core. May 24th, it's Jeannie Jolly. This lovely lady is a soulful singer-songwriter you don't want to miss. Ms. Jolly is a little bit classic, a little bit folksy, and a whole lot of homegrown talented. And then on May 31st, it is the Gravy Boys. The Gravy Boys mix up folk, bluegrass, honky-tonk, and country, and simmer it together to create the delicious sounds of acoustic Americana. Bring on the boot stompin'. This concert is produced by Pinecone, the Piedmont Council of Traditional Music. Already, Sertoma Amphitheater at Bond Park in Cary is out with its initial lineup for this summer. The number to call is 919-469-4069. Friday, May 15th, Carytown Band from the British Empire. It's time for a trip around the world with music from the British Empire, or at least the British Empire of the 19th century. Of course, there's the pomp and circumstance of England, appropriate for this time of year, and an English folk song suite. How about Pryor's Bluebells of Scotland or an Irish tune by Granger? It's a free concert. Starts at 7:30 p.m. Again, this is at Bond Park. Saturday, May 16th, Moore Brothers Band, sponsored in part by Pinecone. Most folks are taken aback when they first see Jacob on mandolin, banjo, and fiddle. He's 16. Daniel on bass, 20. And Isaac on guitar, 11. Don't let their fresh faces fool you. This trio means business. It's a free concert and starts at 5 p.m. on Saturday, May 16th. Fridays, May 29th and June 26th, the Triangle Brass Band. Join the Triangle Brass Band for Pops in the Park. Concerts are free and start at 7. Again, those are on Fridays, May 29th and June 26th. Friday, June 5th, Old North State Brass. This 12-member group consists of brass players and a percussionist from the Triangle area. For 5 years, they've been entertaining audiences in churches, community centers, continuing care communities, and concert halls, and are delighted to bring their music to the Sertoma Series audience. It's a free concert and starts at 7 p.m. Friday, June 12th, Sertoma Amphitheater, Triangle Wind Ensemble, Pops in the Park. It's free, starts at 7. Saturday, June 13th, Linda Dawson and Patty Hopkins, sponsored in part by Pinecone. Songwriting guitarist Linda Dawson and fiddler Patty Hopkins step out of the full-on Kickin' Grass Band to lay down intricately crafted female duets as refreshing as a spring Carolina evening. The concert is free and starts at 6. Saturday, July 11th, Blue Bop, a tribute to the music of Bella Fleck and the Flecktones, sponsored in part by Pinecone. Concert is free. It starts at 6. And the final concert scheduled so far, Saturday, August 8th, Songs of the Fall, sponsored in part, again, by Pinecone. Song of the Fall is a Colorado-based Americana band featuring five-time Grammy nominee Sia Cherry Holmes on banjo and vocals and Stetson Adkisson on guitar and vocals. Songs of the Fall has been described as a meeting of Celtic, Delta blues, and bluegrass and referred to as the American version of the swell season. Those are all at Sertoma Amphitheater at Bond Park in Cary. All righty, North Hills released its rundown of beach music performers at their series. The concerts are held at the North Hills Commons, with events currently scheduled to be held on Thursdays starting April 26 and running through August 6. The concerts are from 6 to 9 p.m. Okay, April 23rd, The Embers featuring Craig Willard. April 30th, Liquid Pleasure. May 7th, North Tower. May 14th, Jim Quick and Coastline. May 21st, Band of Oz. May 28th, The Fantastic Shakers. June 4th, The Holiday Band. June 11th, The Entertainers. June 18th, Hip Pockets. June 25th, Legacy Motown Review. July 2nd, Too Much Sylvia. July 9th, Steve Owens and Summertime. July 16th, The Tams. July 23rd, another performance by Liquid Pleasure. July 30th, Band of Oz. And the season closes out on August 6th with The Embers once again featuring Craig Willard. And, of course, the Bluegrass Series at North Hills is at Midtown Park from 5 to 7 p.m. on Sundays. April 19th, it's the Snyder Family Band. May 17th, the Vicki Vaughn Band. June 21st, the Bankisters. August 16th, Flat Lonesome. September 20th, Billy Strings and Don Julian. October 18th, Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen. Also coming up at North Hills this summer, or spring and summer, Saturday, April 25th, Midtown Music Fest. Midtown Music Fest is from 3 to 9 at Midtown Park. And Saturday, June 6th, Kickin' It Country. The Kickin' It Country event will include two bands, the Blake Kearney Band and Spare Change, a North Carolina Pork Council-sanctioned barbecue cook-off, kids' activities, local breweries, and vendors from around the area. Proceeds from this event will benefit the Jim Catfish Hunter chapter of the ALS Association and Adventurers for Special Needs. The list of events at North Carolina Museum of Art continues to grow. Of course, the Museum of Art is on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. The number to call, 919-839-6262. Friday, April 3rd, Ed Stevenson and the Paco Band. Show starts at 5:30. Friday, April 10th, Teacup Gin at 3:20. Friday, April 17th, The Beast at 5:30. Friday, April 24th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves at 5:30. Sunday, May 3rd, Finland and Magnoni at 3 o'clock. Friday, May 8th, Sidecar Social Club at 5:30. Friday, May 15th, David Dyer Trio at 5:30. And Sunday, May 17th, it is the Family Renaissance Fair, and it starts at noon. North Carolina Festivals and Events, Friday and Saturday, April 3rd and 4th, it's the North Carolina Herring Festival in Jamesville. Saturday, April 4th, Henderson County Easter Egg Hunt in Hendersonville. Saturday, April 4th, Wake Forest Dirt Day from 10 to 3. April 10th and 11th, Pirate Fest. Where else? Greenville. April 11th, historic Hertford Unhilly 100 Bike Ride. Saturday, April 11th, Pig in the Park at Old Waynesboro in Goldsboro. Saturday, April 11th, UNC Science Expo, Chapel Hill. April 15th through the 19th, it is the Grifton Shad Festival. And that is Shad, S-H-A-D, not Shag. Friday, April 17th, A Taste of Duplin, Keenansville. April 17 and 18, Hildebrand Spring Art, Craft, and Food Show. Saturday, April 18th, Great Grapes Wine and Food Festival in Cary. April 23rd through the 26th, Merle Fest in Wilkesboro, always a big event. April 24th through the 26th, several events. North Carolina Pickle Festival in Mount Olive, the Fayetteville Dogwood Festival, and the Farmville Dogwood Festival. Back Porch Music on the Lawn. This is at American Tobacco Amphitheater. The number to call, 919-433-1566. Concerts are free and held on Thursday evenings from 6 to 9 p.m. May 14th, John Howie Jr. and the Rosewood Bluff with Tonk. May 28th, Scythian. June 11th, Jim White versus the Packway Handle Band. June 25th, the Gravy Boys. July 30th, Jeff Austin Band. August 13th, Music Maker All-Star Review. August 27th, American Aquarium. And September 10th, closing out the season, is Chatham County Line. Again, this is the Back Porch Music on the Lawn series at American Tobacco Amphitheater in Durham. All right, we've got audio description information as provided by Arts Access. Of course, audio description is a narration service for individuals who are blind or have low vision. The patron using this service wears an earpiece so they can hear the describer explain the visual events taking place, providing a more robust experience to the listeners. Coming up Tuesday, April 7th, 4,000 Miles, Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill's Paul Green Theater at 7:30. Also on Tuesday, April 7th, Monumental at Meredith College at 7:30. Friday, April 10th, Jersey Boys, DPAC at 8 p.m. Of course, tickets are available through the following, dpacnc.com. DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787, the DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or contact Ticketmaster. Sunday, April 12th, audio described performance, Sunday in the Park with George. This is at Murphy School on Polk Street in Raleigh. Also on Sunday, April 12th, Sleeping Beauty, Raleigh Little Theater at 5 o'clock. Other audio-described performances, Sunday, April 19th, Swan Lake, Carolina Ballet. Tuesday, April 21st, Crimes of the Heart, Triad Stage at 7:30. The McGrath sisters are brought together for a reunion. The occasion? Old Granddaddy is sick again. Lenny, the oldest, faces diminishing marital prospects. Meg, who couldn't wait to leave home, is back after a failed singing career. And to top off the list of misfortunes, Babe, the youngest, has shot her husband. Oh, well. Box office numbers, 336-272-0160 or 866-579-8499. Okay, Sunday, May 3rd, Legally Blonde, Cary Players, Cary Arts Center at 3. Tickets $20 for adults, $18 for seniors, 55 or older, and $18 for students. The ETIX phone number is 800-514-3849. Saturday, May 9th, audio-described performance, Next to Normal, North Carolina Theater, Fletcher Opera Theater at 2 p.m. Sunday, May 10th, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, Raleigh Little Theater at 3. The box office there is 919-821-3111. Friday, May 15th, Pippin at DPAC at 8 p.m. Sunday, May 17th, Cinderella, Carolina Ballet, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2. Sunday, May 17th, Phantom Tollbooth, Cary Youth Applause, Cary Arts Center at 2 o'clock. June 5th, Newsies at DPAC. June 23rd, Common Energy Triad Stage. June 26th, The Color Purple, Justice Theater. July 25th, The Buddy Holly Story, North Carolina Theater. Okay, we're going to go to DPAC, Durham Performing Arts Center. Friday, April 3rd, Celtic Woman. April 7th through the 12th, Jersey Boys. Of course, Jersey Boys is the Tony, Grammy, and Olivier Award-winning Best Musical about Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, The Four Seasons. Wednesday, April 15th, Indigo Girls with the North Carolina Symphony. 20 years after they began releasing records as Indigo Girls, Amy and Emily have politely declined the opportunity to slow down. With their legacy of releases and countless U.S. and international tours, Indigo Girls have forged their own way in the music business, selling over 14 million records. Amy and Emily are the only duo with top 40 titles on the Billboard 200 in four separate decades. Friday, April 17th at DPAC, Rahat Fateh Ali Khan. Saturday, April 18th, an evening with David Sedaris. April 24th, Chris Tucker. April 25th, Bob Dylan. April 29th and 30th, Rain, of course, the tribute to the Beatles. May 2nd and 3rd, Carolina Ballet's Swan Lake. May 6th, Two Cellos. Thursday, May 7th, Sufjan Stevens. Friday, May 8th, The Kids in the Hall. Saturday, May 9th, Vince Gill. Sunday, May 10th, The Isley Brothers. The group has been awarded with accolades, including inductions to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame, as well as the R&B Foundation Lifetime Achievement Award. Originally formed as a gospel quartet, the group launched a career into doo-wop, scoring with their first million-selling hit single, Shout, in 1959. May 12th through the 17th, it is Pippin. Okay, at PNC Arena, tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. Saturday, April 18th, Women's Empowerment 2015. Tuesday, April 21st, The Who, with special guest Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Thursday, April 23rd, Eric Church with his Outsiders World Tour. Friday, May 1st, Kevin Hart, What Now Tour. The talented entertainer has become one of the industry's most important and influential voices. Since his career began, Hart has worked nonstop, and in 2015 is releasing two movies as well as Hit the Road for his What Now Tour. Kevin can be seen in Screen Gems' The Wedding Ringer, and currently stars opposite Will Ferrell in Warner Brothers Pictures' Get Hard. That's creating some controversy. In 2016, Kevin will star in Ride Along 2, the anticipated sequel to last year's $100 million blockbuster hit. Thursday, May 28th, Kenny Chesney with special guests Jake Owen and Chase Rice. Friday, May 29th, this just added, WWE Live. Don't miss WWE Live. See your favorite superstars in action, including John Cena, Daniel Bryan, the lunatic fringe Dean Ambrose, United States champion Rusev with Lana, Kane, international champion Bad News Barrett, plus many more. Lineup cards subject to change. Ticket prices range from $15 to $100. June 5th through the 7th, make a new friend, Sesame Street Live. Tuesday, June 9th, it is Taylor Swift with her 1989 World Tour. Thursday, July 23rd, it is Sam Smith. And Friday, August 28th, Motley Crue's final tour. Tickets $20 to $99.50. All right, the lineup at Walnut Creek Amphitheater. The number there is 919-831-6400. We've got Friday, August 4th. These are additions. Friday, August 14th, Fish. And Wednesday, September 9th, Van Halen and Kenny Wayne Shepherd. The season, of course, starts off Thursday, May 7th with a Zach Brown Band. Saturday, May 16th, Brad Paisley, Justin Moore, and Mickey Guyton. Friday, May 22nd, always a big ticket seller, Dave Matthews Band. Friday, June 5th, Dierks Bentley, Kip Moore, Maddie and Tay, and Kanan Smith. Wednesday, June 10th, it is Train, The Fray, and Matt Nathanson. Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater on Regency Parkway in Cary. The phone number, 919-462-2025. The box office number, 919-462-2052. The lineup there, Saturday, April 18th, Great Grapes Wine and Food Festival. Sunday, April 26th, Cary Music and Arts Festival. Now, this is a free event. Saturday, May 2nd, Old Crow Medicine Show and Sturgill Simpson. Starts at 7:30. Saturday, May 9th, Opera in the Pines, presented by the North Carolina Opera. Saturday, May 23rd, North Carolina Symphony Summerfest Concert, Rhapsody in Blue and Dvorak's New World Symphony. Saturday, May 30th, another Summerfest Concert, Your Favorite Light Classics. Saturday, June 6th, another Summerfest Concert, Totally 80s. Wednesday, June 10th, Alabama Shakes with Courtney Barnett. Friday and Saturday, June 12 and 13th. Summerfest Concert, White Knights Russian Festival. Monday, June 15th, Robert Plant and the Sensational Space Shifters with Pixies. Thursday, June 18th, Weird Al Yankovic, the mandatory tour at 7 p.m. Friday, June 19th, North Carolina Symphony Summerfest Concert, an evening of Broadway. Saturday, June 20th, Summerfest, Symphonic Wizardry featuring the music of Harry Potter. Saturday, June 27th, another Summerfest concert, the music of the Eagles. Thursday, July 9th, Summerfest concert, North Carolina Symphony presents the Hot Sardines. Saturday, July 18th, Wheels of Soul 2015 Summer Tour. Friday and Saturday, July 31st and August 1st, Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. Tuesday, August 11th, Culture Club, shows at 7:30. Wednesday, August 12th, Grammy winner Peter Frampton and Cheap Trick. The performance starts at 7 o'clock. Friday, August 14th, Jim Gaffigan. And Tuesday, September 1st, Greg Allman, and along with the Doobie Brothers. At Red Hat Amphitheater on South McDowell Street in Raleigh, the number there, 919-996-8800. Friday, April 3rd, Alt J. Sunday, April 12th, the Rock and Roll Marathon featuring Smash Mouth. This is a free event. Saturday, April 18th, Brian Adams. Tuesday, May 5th, John Fogerty. Saturday, May 9th, Brand New with Manchester Orchestra at 7. Friday, May 15th, Need to Breathe. Saturday, May 30th, Morris Day and the Time with Sheila E. The Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. The number is 919-828-5233. April 2, 3, and 4, it's Nikki Glasser. Nikki is a comedian, writer, and host whose television appearances have included The Tonight Show, Conan, and Last Comic Standing. April 9, 10, and 11, Rory Scovel. Rory currently stars in the TBS series Ground Floor. April 17, 18, and 19, it is Bruce. April 23, 4, and 5, Mitch Fatel. April 30th and May 1, 2, and 3, Carly Aquilino. May 6th and May 10th, Brad Reeder and Friends. May 7, 8, and 9, Nate Burgatz. May 12th, Wyatt Cenac. May 14, 15, and 16, Jen Kirkman. Special note, you may want to research the type of material offered by a particular performance just in case it is not what you or your family might enjoy. That's Goodnight's Comedy Club. And we have time for a couple of more entries. Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. Wednesday, April 1st, it is Asleep at the Wheel. Thursday, April 2nd, Rhiannon Giddens. Friday, April 3rd, Boney James. Saturday, April 4th, it is Cassandra Wilson. Tuesday, April 14th, it is Corey Henry and the Funk Apostles. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.